Oh, great. We have a great, we have things really to pray about today, and we have another great representation. We have 45 states, and of course, Ontario, Mississauga, Belgium, and Washington, D.C., and we're just so thrilled to be representative today. We had 46 states last time, so it must be the same because my Idaho, I didn't have last time, so just think of it. Oh, praise the Lord. This is going to count in the courts of heaven, and we really need it to count today for that. First of all, we're going to pray like we should. First of all, I'm going to read to you out of the Amplified Bible today. First of all, then, I admonish, urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. Sometimes people get the idea that this says we pray for all men. Of course we pray for people. But this makes it very plain that when we pray on behalf of all men, we direct our petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for kings and those in responsibility. So right now, we invite our friends in Canada to pray for their prime minister. We're going to pray for our president. And we're going to, of course, always lift up the leadership of Israel. We're officially named the Prayer Call for Israel. And so, Father, here we are. We've come up to heaven. We've come up to the courts of heaven. It says in Hebrews chapter 12 that we can do that, and that when we do that, our appointment is with God, the judge of all. And so we come up to you. We come up to you in the name of our Lord, and we ask you, we petition you for this kind of a life that will let us carry on the work of God, because our leaders are influenced by God, the judge of all. Oh, Father, here in the United States of America, and I trust our other friends to direct theirs, we lift up our president, Donald John Trump. Father, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you, Lord. We know that none of these can operate without the wisdom of God. The challenges of this modern-day life are too much for a human. But, oh, Father, how thankful we are. How thankful we are that you said if we lack wisdom, we can ask for it, and that you give it. And so we also thank you for the scripture which says that Jesus Christ has made unto us wisdom, sanctification, righteousness, and redemption, and that we can claim the mind of the anointed one. Oh, Father, we just pray for the anointing of the minds of the executive office and all those who are in it, their families as well as their co-workers. We thank you, dear Father, for wisdom, for all the administration, for the representatives, the Senate, for the judges. Dear Father, I want to lift up that case, those cases that are up there right now that really involve values and human life. And we ask you for favor, Father. We would live in a place that we have favor for human life and for freedoms for artistry, even in the case of the cake baker. Father, in the name above all names, we appreciate the freedoms that we have here in America. And Father, we have seen them attacked on the right and on the left. And we do ask you to maintain those freedoms and help the people in the elected offices to think clearly with the hand and the mind of God, that with the influence of God upon them. And Father, we just praise you for the right and the opportunity to pray today, to pray collectively, to come up as a body, as a unit to you. with our voices. It says that their voices, it says in the book of Acts, their voices were unified in prayer. And so we ask you for that. We thank you for that in the name above all names. I want to give a report that I received this morning, and this is a very definite prayer request. I got a phone message from Ethan Cerrone, our manager, our project manager here in the United States, and he said to me that I have an update from Ronnie Levy, and so from Israel, it's on my emails. So I quickly went to my emails, and Ronnie is submitting this as a report and as a prayer request. So here I'm going to read you exactly the string of emails from Ronnie in Israel. I am happy to inform you that after long and tiring runaround given to us by this committee that's there in Migdal, we finally got the permission to advertise in press the public notices allowing people to their opinions to a few of the easements we received, if they want to object to them, in other words. The publications were made Sunday by an agency that specializes in this, and we're already into day 3 of the 15 working day count. This is an important step forward. In other words, you have to advertise this in the papers, in the newspapers and public notices. Migdal, the town of Migdal, is known to have people object to everything, but then usually their objections are rejected by the committee for, quote, no standing or, quote, no qualifying objections. Additionally, Ethan and I were hit with another request by the committee of having the Israel MO Tourism submit their opinion on the project. While there is nowhere in the laws that this is a legitimate requirement, our decision was a continuation of the policy to all the time bring them fast anything they ask for. Eventually, they'll get tired of this. We will not give them a fight, and it will work faster for us. Our Wednesday morning prayer focus should be on having no public objections of any kind. This is to our public notice. And if objections do come, to be ruled out. Also, for the MO Tourism to submit their favorable essay soon and get on with this. Ronnie writes, I know that you're frustrated with this incredibly slow process. I don't need to tell you that so am I, and so is our planning team, which has never seen such an unfair runaround. But we did make a few steps forward. I hope this helps you get updated and up to speed on what we're dealing with here and what to put the prayer focus on. Now, Ethan Cerrone responds, because he's been right in the middle of this. Ronnie, thanks for the good news. It's like a drink of cool water on a long, hot hike. Billy Brim Ministries will definitely and immediately lift these items in prayer as you requested. So I went back to both of them and said to Ronnie, thank you. Last week, we had 750 people praying on our prayer call, representative of 46 states, Canada, and Belgium. We will specifically hit these items in prayer, and it will count in the courts of heaven. I am so thankful for you, prayers. So thankful you're on this line. And now we're going to lift this exactly as Ronnie outlined it. Number one, no public objections of any kind to our notices. Number 1A, I would say, if an objection does come, it would have to slip through to be ruled out. And number 3, for the MO Tourism to submit their favorable essay soon, and that we get on with all this progress. So this is a step forward, and we're thankful for it. Let us praise God for that. Heavenly Father, here we come. We're coming up on behalf of that property in that town, that special piece for your special purposes. And Father, we have been granted the right, and we've followed through to publicly notices. We've got them filed. You opened the way for it, and we want to thank you. Oh, how we do praise you that this step has been made. We want to give you glory for it. And Father, we're asking the influence of heaven to move around about these, every notice, wherever it's posted. We ask for the favor of heaven to be evident in that posting. Even angels to be stationed there to watch and guard on it, because we're asking you for favor. Your word promises favor. So we lift up our voices together and ask you for favor with the town of Migdal and its citizens, and that they either do not notice our notices or else our notices find favor in their hearts. We ask you for the favor of the people who live in the town of Migdal. And Father, in the name above every name, we ask you for favor with the committee, and that they will view us with favor and not notice or reject any objections that might come. This M.O. tourism, I don't know if it's the Minister of Tourism, perhaps that's what it means, that they would submit a favorable essay concerning that. Father, we have known ministers of tourism before. Ronnie has been very well connected with some of them. Some of them know us, but I'm not sure about the current Minister of Tourism, whether or not he knows us, or how many thousands of people that we have brought there to Israel. But, dear Father, if they don't know about us, I'm asking you that you will cause them to know about us. Cause them to hear a favorable report. Cause them to see and know that we are, favorable, and that we help Israel with its tourism. So I just got a text from Ethan Cerrone that does mean, the M.O. tourism does mean the Minister of Tourism. So this would be a minister of the Knesset who is the Minister of Tourism. And oh my, we've had such a good relationship and such good, reputation with the ministers of tourism before. So we need it with this current one. I don't know his name or her name, could be. But Father, you know who they are, and we're asking you to move upon them and to cause them to know us with favor. Now, we've lifted this up with our known tongue, and I'm going to ask, Father, that you would give us words from the Spirit of God concerning Migdal Arbel right now as we lift up our tongues in this way to pray for this plan of God. We know it's your plan. And borfrani co baba latino. And borshanto to sacalata. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Father. He promised. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Ishato noria macaladino no dobre. Ifrano neneche dasha tote. Ibaladonia micalacaladino no sobra. Isti atonte di baratita, andala, andale, freno non nombre, fritasso, and bifrano non nompe papacala, ishantonoko, and it begin to move quickly, and begin to flow, Father, like a stream that can't be stopped. that can't be dammed, that it flow like a river, a mighty river, that everything flow from now on quickly. Ishandalo frasata, all of this hikamaratandanda, this the shota de brabapa, and then the monies, and then the monies, ikara nononje, flowing in, quickly, quickly, Father. Ishandalo brasata ramatata, for we would proceed with this. We would proceed with this quickly. In the name and give you glory. In the name and give you glory. Oh, Father, we see it now. We see it now. We see it now. The Father, the Lord builds the house. The Lord builds the house. And the Lord furnishes the house. And the Lord brings the people. Oh, Father, all you, Father. It's all you, and it's for your purpose, and it's for your glory, and I do see it now. I do see now obstructions and hindrances just being blasted out of our path. And as the Word of God says, the stones being lifted up out of the way, and the way being cleared, the way being cleared. We're going to see it now. We're going to see things move. They're going to move very quickly now, very quickly now. Ishanamora brasate I varatonye nikalabraste de yonde nikaria nononon brasche ili vrasto nerio nicolo donye nikalakalabrete I vasote ne makahalakaya andoria andoria andoria. In the name, in the name, in the name above every name, how we do praise you, how we do thank you. Yes, yes, we do thank you, Lord. We do thank you in the name. Above every name, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we do thank you. I want to read now one of the scriptures that we've been going. I've been talking with my former Muslim friend. And you know he's a man of prayer. And you know that he's a man that receives things from God. And actually, he had called me and had received a vision before that terrorist hit in New York City, and that he had been told that things were planned. And, of course, we know the Bible says here in Hebrews 4:13, not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, the Lord's, of course. But all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. They can't cover themselves. None of the plots can cover themselves. And so we know that plots have been hatched to take place around Hanukkah, around Christmas, and some of these are kind of in retaliation, maybe for our president's a wonderful move for which we are very thankful, to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and begin the moving of our embassy. And so we've been praying, and I know you've been praying too in these times when threats are made. But we have two reports. You know that one in New York City. That man planned to do worse, but it blew up and did not do what it was planned to do. And then there was an article in the Jerusalem Post today, cleared for publication. Shin Bet foils Hamas Hanukkah kidnapping attempt. Israel Shin Bet Internal Security has foiled a Hamas kidnapping plot in the West Bank during the Hanukkah holiday in an attempt to release Palestinians held in Israeli jails. The Hamas headquarters in the Gaza Strip served as a financing entity, and the purpose of the attack was to promote negotiations for the release of prisoners. The ringleader of the cell was identified as a 26-year-old who is suspected of acquiring weapons and recruiting members of the cell. Then it goes on to say more about them. And how they were planning and what they were doing. The plan, the cell's plan, was to dress up as settlers from the area, allowing the target to feel secure enough to enter the terrorist vehicle. So they were planning to come along. That's how they kidnapped those boys down in Gush Etzion, remember this was a couple of years ago, those three young men. And so they planned to do that in the West Bank, where Ariel is the capital. And I did hear that there was someone arrested there with a stabbing attempt. And so we want to thank God that he's done it, that he has revealed these plots, that they did come to nothing. And we know there are many more that come to nothing. So, Heavenly Father, here we are. We're standing together. We've got our friend there in Belgium. I know she's standing for Belgium. And I know we have friends in France. I'm going to France next March. And then here in the United States and Canada, we are standing, dear Father, on that scripture which tells us there's no way they can hide their plots from you. But we do know that according to the scriptures and everything they teach and what John Wesley said, and because of the authority that we have on earth, we do know that men on earth have to ask you. And it has to do with that authority situation. And it has to do with Satan usurping the authority that Adam used to have. And Satan still operating. He's been judged, but he's still on the loose. And until he goes to the pit, we who have had authority reestablished through us, we do ask you, and we do plead our case. We ask that all these things, all these plots, we don't even care if there are a million of them. We know that God is the greater one. And we know that they can't be covered up in your eyes. And we're standing here, we're sitting here, and we're taking our authority. In the name above every name, kingdom of darkness, we say, and we do say unto you, in our areas, you're not operating today. You're not operating in the heavenlies over our place. Over our place in the good works that God has ordained us to walk in, and the places and the situations where he's put us. Brenda and Tony are out in Las Vegas. You're not operating in Las Vegas in the name above every name. You're not operating in Branson, Missouri. You're not operating in our heavenlies in Oklahoma and in where all of our offices are. You're not operating in Migdal Arbel in the name above all names. You'll not move on those committees there. In the name above all names, we take our authority over you. Now, I'm asking every one of you, when my friend, my former Muslim friend, called me the other morning, and he had had a vision again, and he had been told about these plots, but that we could bring them down with our prayers, that we need to pray. And so we're praying. And I didn't really go out with an email request at that time. We did pray here in Branson at our prayer sessions here, but I counted on you. I counted on you out there where you are in Washington, D.C., from Maine to Oregon, Washington State, California, from up in Wyoming and Montana and down to Texas and Florida and all throughout the middle portion of our nation, your representative. And I thought to myself, they know to do it. They know to every morning sit up in their places of authority and take authority over the prince of the power of the air and his demonic creatures that would operate in their area. I believe that you're being built up. I believe that those people who come here with us to our autumn assembly, and those who join us at noon on Wednesdays, I believe that God has raised you up and you are a knowledgeable force and you won't let it go by that in your areas you control the heavenlies and don't let the prince of the power of the air, you have that authority, you have habitational authority. And so I'm so thankful that we can count on you. I want you to help us praise the Lord for our venue, for our autumn assembly of prayer next year, next 2018 October. We're in negotiations right now. There are, of all things, the Chinese have bought two of the theaters here, which we used. And there are challenges there. How they slipped in, how they got it, I don't know. But we had heard that the one place they were going to use it to bring in maybe Christians, maybe get them out of China and bring them in here. So I don't know. Maybe their intentions were good, but now what they wanted to do, our regulations here in Branson won't let them do. They wanted to take our venue that we had been using, the Tri Lakes. They wanted to take it and make it into a swimming pool and area, and then do all kinds of structural things which our building codes won't allow. And we heard this, that they were surprised by those things, that they usually don't have to mess with building codes. And but that's frozen up. That venue has been frozen up now for more than a year. And we negotiated with them and tried to get it for next year. And then there's another one. And so let's just break that up right now, okay? We have already agreed. We agreed out at the tent. These things were cooking. We knew them for some time here. And so, Father, at the tent on Monday, with Brother Kenneth Copeland leading, we claimed the best venue, and I know we got it. All we got to do now is find out and have it released. And so, Father, we do ask you in the name above all names to reveal it to us and to have it break open quickly. Break open quickly. In the name above all names, the lovely and matchless name of Jesus, the very best venue for us in Branson, breaking open. We call it breaking open and revealing to us, coming to the light. We know we have it, but we claim it, coming to the light. And Father, usually I don't do this, put a time limit, but I've somehow seemed that you want me to. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, and this very season that we're in right now, it's going to come to light. We're going to see it. We're going to know it. In Jesus' name. And Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do say unto you, and you have to obey me, you know you do, in all of that negotiation, in all of those venues, in Jesus' name, you back up. You back up from it. You will not be a factor. The blood is against you, and we hold it against you, in Jesus' name. Well, all of you, I just once again want to thank you, thank you, thank you. I get really thrilled, like yesterday evening, Tuesday evening, I just found myself so looking forward to getting up on Wednesday morning and having your help in prayer and going to our Father with our petitions like he told us to, and having your help and your agreement. It is so powerful. He spoke of two or three being in agreement. And just think of it here. Here we have 45 states representatives. I don't know how many of you here, but 750 last week. And so we're so thankful for each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. And Father, I do pray the blessings, special blessings and peace of the seasons of holidays and Hanukkah and Christmas. In the name above all names, may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom.